Tito coming down in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by Key Bank. Well, the shoe was on the other foot last night as Oakland got a really well-pitched ball game, and pitching is what you expect to dominate this series. Both these ball clubs can really throw some good starting pitching at you.
And in this ballpark, you know, the ball doesn't carry. As we saw, Mike Aviles hit a ball late in the game that I thought was going to put runners in scoring position at worst, ends up being an out. It's just the ball dies here when it gets dark. And that's what kind of, I think, impressed us so much earlier when we got Mossy. We were like, man, he hit that many home runs in that ballpark, because when it gets dark here, it doesn't carry.
Terry, once again, Jason Kipnis not playing second base. In fact, he's not in the lineup. Anything going on with that shoulder?
Yeah, we got him looked at this morning, got him MRI'd here, and we're trying to work through that now on what we should do with him. It doesn't hurt when he hits, which is a good sign. And, you know, we certainly, you know, want his bat, but we also want to be fair to him and for his future. So we're trying to work through some things. I think we'll have an answer either later today or tomorrow on what we do, whether we, you know, let him keep playing or, you know, DL him. But we're not there yet. We'll get there.
Well, and I guess you also have to look at the big picture here, where you're not knocking on the door for a playoff spot. Do you look at him because of that long term with the arm and everything?
Well, I think you have to anyway, but you're right. When you're a game out of first place, sometimes guys play through things, or, you know, you do things you wouldn't normally do. But right now, the worst thing we can do is hurt somebody. And so we're very aware of that, and that goes into our thinking.
Terry, again, it's only a couple of games, so I know you got to be careful not to jump to conclusions. But, gosh, Lonnie Chisenhall certainly doesn't look uncomfortable in right field, does he?
Yeah, kind of to the contrary. I mean, he went to his left real good and flagged the ball down. He came in on two balls that had to throw the plate and really looked – probably better than most right fielders. Got rid of the ball on time. Nice carry. Kept it low. Hit the cutoff man. One time he threw the guy out. I thought the one ball went to the wall, he might have gave up on it a little bit early, but kind of nitpicking. He's done pretty well out there.
He's a pretty good athlete, too. I mean, I think sometimes that gets lost in the equation.
We used to see that when he was a third baseman. He'd go out in the outfield during batting practice because he liked to run around and shag balls. And you could see he was more relaxed, and his athleticism showed out there, and that's what we're seeing.
Well, and do you like how he's swinging the bat? I mean, have you seen anything different you didn't see before?
No, you know what, Hammy? Really don't. Especially in a short look. I think sometimes with hitters, sometimes it just depends on if you get a pitch to hit or if you miss the pitch to hit. But I do think he swung the bat well, but I don't see anything really different.
How about him leading off? Any reason for that in particular?
Well, with Kip out, and with Gray pitching, you know, I thought about Borney, but Gray's so tough. And with the off-speed pitches, I just thought Lonnie has a chance to maybe do some damage.
How about Sonny Gray? I mean, we saw him right before the All-Star break. I mean, I don't know. Is there anybody much better than him right now in the AL?
He's one of the very best. And he has a lot of ways to beat you. And he may not be the biggest guy in stature, but when he stands out there pitching, he is really good. And we know that.
Is that why sometimes you got to be careful getting caught up on, well, if a right-hander isn't 6'2", he can't be effective?
Well, it doesn't mean you can't be effective, but I understand when you draft guys, if you know you want to get some guys with size because they're probably going to hold up over the – but there's always the guys like Sonny Gray that have probably had to prove it their whole career, and he just continues to get better.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and A's coming up on the Indians Radio Network. Manager's Minute for Monday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. I don't recall ever in the past being in the month of August and not having seen three teams in the American League, Boston, New York, and our first look at the Angels tonight.
Hammy, it's weird, isn't it? With the unbalanced schedule, it comes down to when you play teams. I mean, my goodness, you know, we're done with Houston. We haven't seen three teams yet. It's hard to imagine, but now we're going to see them a lot the next 4, 5, 6 weeks.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.